It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are back at it. Very popular in the dating world. It's second date update.
Absolutely. Go on that first date with somebody, and for some reason, the other person does not really enjoy the date as much as you did. So we're here to kind of mend that bridge, maybe make a second date happen. We go ghost hunting. It's a good time.
Yeah. And this morning, we have Danny on the phone. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're good, honey. So tell us about this date you went on.
Well, I met Aaron on Bumble, and we kind of talked on there for a little while, and then finally we decided to go out, and we have a few things in common. We're both kind of athletic and into fitness and things like that, and she goes to yoga a lot, which I really like going to yoga.
Yeah.
So she invited me to yoga. I think we went to Dragonfly Yoga.
Oh, yeah.
And we did hot yoga, which is great. Like, I've done it a few times. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did hot yoga. It was really relaxing. Like, we met up before, and we were hanging out a little bit, and then we went to yoga. It was really relaxing. Had a great time. Had a good workout. Felt great afterward. And then we got hung out a little bit more, and I thought, oh, yeah, nailed it. It was a good date. Like, I wasn't being a creep or anything like that, and I thought for sure we hit it off. Now, and then now, like, I thought, you know, I keep inviting her to come to my gym. She's not really responding, and just trying to figure out, you know, what the heck happened.
Sure.
Like, we had talked a lot before, and then we just go to yoga, and I thought that was great. Now she ghosted me. I don't know if she's got another dude or something like that, but like, I figured out.
Now, do you think it might have been something you said? Where, I mean, was it how you were dressed? Did you wear a good old Jane Fonda outfit to yoga?
God, or? I hope.
No, you know, just the standard stuff. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, say anything, but I'm in good shape, and
absolutely.
Oh my God, that hot yoga, man, that's insane. That's like over, what do they put it, like to 100 degrees in that room? I would pass out.
Yeah. Good time.
You're pouring sweat, but it's so good. It's such a great workout.
That's right.
All right.
It feels great.
Well, this is what we'll do. Yeah. All right, Danny, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck, honey.
Hello?
Hi, is this Aaron?
This is me.
Hi, Aaron. This is Krista and Shady from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
Hey, girl. Listen, we were just calling because someone very adorable takes a liking to you. You went on a date with him like 2 weeks ago, if you remember, some huddled yoga with Danny.
You remember Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Danny called us up, and he was kind of curious as to, as are we, why you're not getting back to him after your guys' lovely date at Dragonfly Yoga. What happened?
Oh,
what's your side of the story, girl?
Yeah,
it's kind of embarrassing, but okay, anyway. We went to my yoga studio. It was super fun. Hot yoga. I thought that was actually kind of cool that he wanted to do that, like, as a date. That was fun. Anyway, so it's really intense, especially hot yoga. Just, you know, I don't know if you've done it, but just the temperature is like crazy. So then at the end, we were in Shavasana, which everyone's all about. That's when you're like resting at the end, basically.
Sure.
Right.
And he fell asleep, which is like whatever people do all the time. But then he started snoring so loudly.
It was so embarrassing.
Man. Now, I've had a foot massage before, and I ended up snoring in front of Aaron. It's just so relaxed. So, as you know, I'm sure if you've listened to Second Date Update, we do have Danny on the line.
Yes.
And Danny, do you find yourself to have been so relaxed that you fell asleep and snored your
whole
way?
What's up, sleepy Danny?
No. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know I was snoring. I normally don't snore. I'm not a snorer. Very rare that I snore.
You definitely do.
See, I think it's cute. Listen, she's laughing.
You know what? You guys sound like you guys have a lot in common. Now, Aaron, do you think that maybe you guys can go on a date, with a little more energetic date, like maybe a dance club, or you can come to one of our tailgates over at the Coliseum? And then that way, he definitely won't fall asleep. We could try out this date thing again. So it sounds like you guys are really into each other.
Please fall asleep on the dance floor.
I would try. I mean, I guess I would give it another try. Yeah.
See, there you go. I mean, I don't see you guys had any big issues. There's no red flags or anything like that. Just he was a little tired that day.
Yeah, it's 100 degrees in here. No,
you should have told me I was snoring. Wake me up. I would laugh about it. Oh, my gosh. That's ridiculous. That's funny.
It's okay.
So is this a game plan? Are we in on this second date?
Yeah, I'm game. Aaron, let's do it. Yeah. I will score this time.
I love it.
Happy go lucky fun time.